What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. It is Monday, April 6th, 2020, start of a brand new week here. And I understand the YouTube video isn't working. We're going to be working on trying to get that all taken care of during the next commercial break here. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. Now, okay, apparently YouTube is live. Okay, well, we've got some technical gremlins we got to deal with here. Okay, the breaking news just before we went to air is that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to the intensive care unit at St. Thomas Hospital. Now, they're putting out the normal platitudes about keeping people calm and saying it's just a precaution in case he needs a ventilator. But I would say that this gentleman is very, very ill indeed. And he's the first world leader to catch the coronavirus. So we'll see what happens with him. And I imagine probably a lot of other world leaders are all of a sudden waking up to the realization that they're just being a world leader doesn't mean these things can't come after you here. All right, getting into the non-coronavirus news here. We have been watching Joe Biden deteriorate on TV over the last few months, and the deterioration is very obvious. And so all of a sudden, to nobody's surprise, we're starting to hear more and more talk about how he's going to be replaced as the Democratic nominee, even though he's won the primary elections. The Democrats don't want to go with him. And the big question is, who are they going to put forward at the Democratic National Convention, if they even have a Democratic National Convention? Because there's talk about canceling that one as well. And, you know, just having the Democratic leadership get together and say, we decided we want to run this person. Now, they were talking about Andrew Cuomo as possibly being a candidate for president. Andrew Cuomo said he's not interested. And of course, unfortunately, that leaves Hillary Clinton. And I'll tell you right now, she's going to make a play for it. She is going to try and hijack the nomination and run against Trump. And this time the cheating will be twice as bad because she just wants that Oval Office. You know, when Bill Clinton was president and he was out of town, she would use the Oval Office for her own work. Just walk right on in there and sit down at that Resolute desk. So we know where her mind is on that. So they're talking about how the DNC will replace Joe Biden as their nominee. And I imagine that Joe is not going to be wanting to go. According to Dennis Miller, Joe will not debate Donald Trump, which is smart for Biden because Biden will be eaten alive. Absolutely eaten alive. Okay, pardon me here. Getting into international news here. Several Iraqi factions have issued a statement on Saturday in which they vowed to target the U.S. forces until they fully withdraw from Iraq. According to the statement, eight Iraqi factions, including Asaib al-Hag, Liwa'a Imam, Ali and Harakat, al-Nujaba movement, vowed to attack the U.S. forces in Iraq, while also condemning the newly appointed Prime Minister Adnan al-Zerfi. The factions called on parliamentarians to get Zerfi to apologize and back down in order to thwart the alleged conspiracy. Meanwhile, rockets have hit site of foreign oil firms and state-run companies in Iraq's Basra. So this is getting serious. How long ago was it that we first invaded Iraq and just put the place into the pits? Operation Desert Storm, and the place has been a mess ever since then. Anyway, apparently Reuters earlier today reported that missiles hit near sites of foreign and state-run oil companies in Basra. No casualties reported so far. According to the police, the missiles were Katyushas, launched at around 3 a.m. local time, and hit the Bergezia residential and operations headquarters west of Basra. And apparently rockets also hit near the U.S.-based Halliburton Company site. So Yemen is shattered and the U.S. helped the Saudis break it. Now, this story was triggered by the fact that Houthi irregulars captured the province of Al-Shouf, and Saudi Arabia is now offering a ceasefire. Remember, when this first started 5 years ago, this was supposed to be quick and simple. Over in a few weeks, the mighty Saudis will go on in there and they will conquer Yemen. Didn't work out. And the reason for that is very simple and should be taken into account for any military planning. When you're invading another country, your soldiers may be all fired up on patriotism or promise of reward, but they're there basically for the paycheck and because they're compelled to be there. The people who are defending their homeland are defending their homeland. They're fighting for homes and family and friends that they can see right there with their eyes, and it's a powerful, powerful motivator. So 5 years it's been going on. They're dealing with cholera, 130,000 dead, million people suffering from cholera, 20 million Yemenis facing food insecurity, 16 million regularly hungry, 10 million at risk of famine. What a mess we've made of that place. Okay, the Nord Stream 2 project is moving forward, and apparently a Russian pipe-laying ship is on its way to a Spanish port. And apparently in December of last year, Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said the use of the vessel Akademik-Chersky remains one of several options to wrap up the Nord Stream 2 project, but it will take time to prepare the ship to implement the mission. Now, the Gazprom-owned pipe-laying vessel is currently on her way to the Spanish port of La Palmas. And according to them, the ship, which left the Russian port of Nakhodka on the 10th of February, is due to reach its destination on the 18th of this month. Now, of course, there's more to oil and gas than the buying and selling of oil and gas. Where those pipelines go is of strategic importance, because there's, first of all, the fees to cross that land, you know, the pipeline fees themselves, and there's also the political dimension. While Russian gas had to go through Ukraine to reach Europe, then it put Ukraine in a very, very good position. Ukraine was basically siphoning gas and oil out of the pipelines and not paying for it. And they owe Russia technically a huge amount of money. And Russia restrained itself from turning the valve off because that would have crippled Europe. But once the Nord Stream 2 is completed, Europe will get its oil and gas directly through that pipeline, and they can shut off Ukraine, which the United States does not want to see happen, which is why they've been arguing against this pipeline every step of the way. Okay, the real hot spot right now, and we're not seeing any of this on the corporate media, has to do with Venezuela. The U.S. Navy is expanding their presence near Venezuela, and this is right after they put up a $15 million bounty on the head of President Maduro. And apparently there's a lot of Navy ships parked off the Venezuelan coast right now. And this follows on with accusing, or indicting, if you will, Maduro and his top people for narco-terrorism, which I'm not exactly sure what they mean by that. But it was exactly the same charge they leveled against Manuel Noriega before the invasion of Panama. And I guess Maduro is thinking exactly the same thing as well, because he's ordered the mobilization of artillery units, send them to the coast there. Now, Maduro has addressed the leaders of governments across the world to request their assistance amid U.S. attempts to arrest him over accusations of drug trafficking, which he slammed as false and not based on any evidence. And of course, the U.S. position is, we don't need any evidence. We know. We looked in our crystal ball and we saw you rolling up joints and handing them out to kindergartners at the local school. So Maduro has ordered the mobilization of artillery pieces in the country's strategic areas in order to protect the security of ordinary Venezuelans. And he denounced the existence of groups financed from Colombia in the U.S. which seek to undermine the stability of Venezuela. All righty, let's get on into the economic news. It was a good day on the Dow. Closed at like 1,300 up. And the Federal Reserve balance sheet has increased to a record $5.86 trillion. That is a lot of money. that is owed. So in the 3 weeks since the Fed's effort to limit the economic damage from the outbreak, they're still blaming the outbreak. They're still refusing to acknowledge the economy was already in trouble before coronavirus came along. But the central bank's balance sheet has mushroomed by roughly $1.5 trillion, the cost of the F-35 fighter. It is now the equivalent of a quarter or more the size of the U.S. economy before the crisis struck, and it will certainly grow larger in the weeks ahead as the Fed keeps piling on assets and the economy likely shrinks. They're just shoving the money out the door. It's helicopter money is what they're doing. They're dropping it all over Wall Street, and Wall Street is using it to buy back stocks or buy other people's stocks, and that's the reason the market is up. They keep saying that this economic downturn is all about the coronavirus, but that doesn't make any sense because of those days when the stock market does go soaring. It just jumps upward. That doesn't make any sense if fear of the coronavirus were really what was driving the market. Something else is going on. It's very volatile. It's very unstable. People are still talking about the jobs report. And the jobs report showed that more than 701,000 U.S. jobs were lost amid the coronavirus pandemic. And this number is based on a report that came out 2 weeks ago before we had those nearly 10 million people filing for unemployment. So we're getting down into the government actually admitting that we're in depression era unemployment. Nasty, nasty stuff here. Now, Dr. Fauci is out there saying 10 million job losses is inconvenient, which it's easy for him to say because he's got a job, he's working, and probably so are all of his friends. But he says, we just have to do it. Well, I don't know about we, Dr. Fauci. You know, we're going to have to deal with it. We, the ordinary American people who don't have these big, cushy government jobs, we're the ones who deal with it. And it's more than inconvenient. People are out there on the edge of losing their businesses, losing their homes, losing everything they've spent their life built trying to build up. And we're supposed to feel sorry for celebrities, you know, staying at home in their multi-million dollar mansions or on their multi-million dollar yachts and saying, you just don't understand our pain. Actually, we don't care. You're just a celebrity. The Asian Development Bank is estimating that the worst pandemic in the century will wipe out more than $4 trillion from the global economy. This is coming from its annual report. And according to the gloomiest, rendered lips, scenario presented by the bank, the impact of the worst pandemic will be as high as 4.8% of the global gross domestic product. However, even this forecast could turn out to be worse, given the impact of the outbreak on global supply chains and how long it will take to contain the virus. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You just mentioned helicopter cash coming from the Fed. You know, it doesn't take long to crash an economy, but it takes a long time to build it back up.
Yes.
This could be a Japan type of thing, not only for the United States, but for a lot of the Western countries, where the central bank basically owns the whole economy. That's scary.
Yes.
Or...
Well, I don't want a private central bank owning the entire economy.
No, but... Or there could be something behind it all, which would be ushering in the world's reserve currency, seeing as all these countries are now officially bankrupted. Right?
Yeah, but it's going to be the same scam all over again. It's going to be a currency that is created out of thin air and then loaned at interest to the masses.
Yes, yes. I suspect that within about a month or two, most pensions, not only in the United States, but in Canada and probably all around the world, will be basically underwater.
Yes.
CPP is obviously going to be underwater in Canada. Public pensions will be underwater. A lot of them already are in the United States. Your Social Security is nothing but a bunch of IOUs. It's not good. This is like really, really, really bad.
Yes.
I mean, it's, I don't know about you, Mike, but this, what's happening with, you know, with this coronavirus, it doesn't scare me. It's what it's doing, which is basically giving the government and media a lot of power to cause a lot of fear and panic. And then, of course, when people get scared and they panic, they do stupid things like buy 100 rolls of toilet paper for no reason. And
yes.
And then they, and you know, I mean, at what point are we going to start seeing violence spill over into the streets? And then, of course, I know they're trying to keep the like food production up. But what if they can't? This could get a whole lot messier.
Well, I know that here in the United States, because demand has dropped, dairy farmers are literally having to pour milk down the drain because the cows don't stop producing. It's not like you can tell the cows take a two-week break here. And what really bothers me is, why can't they get that milk to the food banks?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd love to hear the answer. And of course, there is no answer. It's cheaper to pour it down the drains. Isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, well, it would be nice if some charitable individual or organization would pay for the tanker trucks, you know, to take that milk and take it to the food banks, because the food banks, you know, they're going like gangbusters right now, and they're going to start running out of basic supplies.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's 100 or 200 or so, you know, billionaires that are, you know, have more than 10 or 15, 20 billion dollars. I mean, they could do their part and gladly chip in, you know, a few million here and there, but they won't. And that's the way it is. I don't know, Mike, but I've never been for this, but I think now's a good time for governments to really start looking at these rich people and taking it.
Well, the problem is most politicians would sell their own mother for a dollar, and the rich people have got more of the dollars than we do.
Mm-hmm. They're not hurting.
Nope.
I mean, basically, all of the crashing that's happened has taken dollars out of our pockets and put them right into the rich people. Guys, you know, like Warren Buffett, who's going to get a huge bailout with a lot of his businesses. He owns some stocks and airlines and whatnot. He's going to get bailed right out.
Yep.
And you know, Jeff Bezos, I mean, he might be worth $150 billion by this time next year because of Amazon. I mean, this is crazy. I never thought I'd ever see anything like this in my whole life, but obviously I was wrong. So, those are, that's my two cents. Oh, just quickly, apparently Iceland has done coronavirus testing and say 50% of the cases have no symptoms.
Yes.
And the first tiger has tested positive for coronavirus.
Yes.
It's crazy. You go to Tweet Town and read that news too?
Well, no, people send that stuff to me, but I mean, the significance of the tiger is that humans can now give coronavirus to their pets, and the pets can then pass it on.
Yep. That's and then who knows where it's going to go from there. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
I appreciate your time, Mike. I'll be listening to the rest of your show. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we've got some more callers on the line, but I'm going to take them after the commercial break that's about to come up here in 30 seconds. All right. We are officially at a 9.5% unemployment rate. Now, long-term listeners to the show understand that that really isn't an accurate representation of how many people are actually working or not working because of the way the government fudges the books by taking people who've been, the term is chronically unemployable, and putting them in a separate category that doesn't get brought into the calculation for unemployment. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
We will not. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive. And I know it's tiresome for you to hear this over and over again, that we need your financial help. And it's tiring for us to have to ask, because we know that you're all struggling with this economy the way that we are as well. But we do need to ask, because it's essential that we stay on the air. So thanks to everybody who's already donated. And if you'd like to mail in a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, these people don't seem to understand. I guess they don't know history, all right? You got the stock market now going up like that. It means these monsters, these oligarchs are making all the money, and mainstream America losing their jobs, okay? This is not acceptable, and this won't be tolerated. What do you think causes communist revolution? What do you think caused 1917 in Russia? What do you think caused the French Revolution?
People are not inequality.
Exactly. People are not going to accept this. Okay? I'll be honest with you. I used to hate communism. I used to think it was the worst thing imaginable. Okay? But now it doesn't look that bad to me. Okay? Because especially when I look into Cuba today, or even Venezuela, you know, of course they're trying everything they can to overthrow Maduro, who I think is a hero. And one of the reasons I think they hate the man so much is because Venezuela actually made socialism work up until the time the sanctions destroyed their economy. This has got to, you know, people got to understand something. People are not going to tolerate this. This is unacceptable. When Wall Street is now having a field day at our expense, and all what this money should be spent instead on Americans out of work to make sure they got a good income still coming in, while this is going to, and small businesses too. They should also be taking care of small businesses, not these big corporations. It's just not right, man. You know, 2008, what happened in 2008, somebody like Bloomberg actually more than doubled his wealth after 2008. And yet, these people caused the 2008 problem in the first place. Just like in a lot of ways, they're causing this problem. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's right. You know, I don't know. I hope that somehow Bernie Sanders can still win this, okay? I don't have a lot of faith in Sanders, but I have more faith in Sanders than I do in either Trump or Biden, okay? At least I know Sanders would do one thing. He would not let this happen. He would make Wall Street pay for this, okay? He would take it out of their hide. Somebody needs to do that. I'm disgusted with Tulsi Gabbard, what she did. I mean, she showed me right off the bat. The minute she went and said she supported Biden, she showed me she's a fraud. And I loved her. I really, she was the greatest thing, you know. But I was wrong. Okay? The hypocrite like the rest of them. But Sanders pretty much at least stands his ground as far as economic issues. I don't like him on foreign policy. I think he caves in too much. But at the same time, I don't think he would do what Trump is doing now and Pompeo are doing now, for instance, with Venezuela, okay, trying to intimidate Venezuela. Could you imagine? That's another thing. They get us into a war. Do they really think the people are going to back this up this time? Are they crazy? All right? You look at that Navy guy, that captain there.
Yes.
He's a hero. And people stood up, including his own soldiers. I'm looking for the soldiers to mutiny pretty soon. The soldiers and sailors, the military to start mutinying. Okay? They're not going to take this either. They're not going to be continue to be used like prostitutes by the oligarch pimps. Not going to happen. Okay? I was in the military already. All right? I know people who were either in or just got out recently. Nobody's going to put up with this stuff. Okay? Military is made for the most part up of working people. Okay, people from working class families. Okay, working class and poor families. Not of the oligarch. And Trump, to insult this man, disgusting. This man who dodged the draft in the Vietnam War, and now he's all Mr. Warhawk, Mr. Neocon. No, Mike, this is unacceptable. This is totally unacceptable. They are pushing this country to the brink. And if they wind up getting communism here, whose fault is it? Okay? If you start seeing, you know, a French Revolution type, and you start seeing heads literally roll in the streets from the guillotines or whatever else, all right? Whose fault would it be? It's your own fault. These greedy pigs. They did this to us. And now we're paying for it.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I'm as far out of my house as I can be. I'm sitting on the front step and afraid to go any further. But listen, why I'm calling it has elements of everybody who's called in so far. But the first thing I want to point out is the things that have been going on Wall Street. As has been pointed out earlier, the entire ownership of every public held company in the United States is now being gobbled up by the Federal Reserve and by the billionaires, but the Federal Reserve, of course, can print its own money, and they're doing most of it. Second thing is, there was an article that I sent you, and there's also a very good video done on this at No More News, K-N-O-W, nomorenews.com, or .org, excuse me, by Adam Green on BlackRock, the largest, I think they have like $7 trillion in assets, money management firm that has now basically taken over all the bonds. They're buying bonds at $1 million a second. Did you see that?
I saw that,
buying
yes.
A bond at $1 million a second. But they're taking over. By the way, they're a Rothschild. Wilbur Ross is was one of the Rothschilds hitmen, Wilbur Ross, Rothschild organization, closely tied to the Federal Reserve, and also, by the way, to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But at any rate, so they're buying that up. So we're going to be, I'm sure, I just bought a home here 2 years ago. I'm sure we're going to be underwater. Everybody's mortgage is gone, and nobody can get money out of their homes anymore. Pensions, as already been said, pensions and 401ks, toast, complete toast. Yes. That $30 million, or $30 million unemployed, or 30% unemployed, that's wildly optimistic. It's going to be pushing 40 or 50%. And what I wanted one more thing. Wall Street has been lobbying, I sent this to you, Mike, Congress and the government to lower the bailouts for all the small businesses that are being driven out of business. Of course, once they buy up all the big publicly held companies, when it comes out of this, they don't want any competition from the little guys. They want all the monopolies.
Yes.
But they're actually trying to limit the amount of money going to small businesses so they can have it all. And by the way, also, nobody's talked much about this, but I find it alarming that Kushner is in charge of the coronavirus thing. And BlackRock, by the way, got this deal with the bonds, buying up the bonds, and a no-bid contract from the federal government. It was probably Kushner behind that. It's a very Jewish situation here. But I was going to ask you, and here's, I'm taking things from what you said and maybe kicking in some more. But the only way I can see our way out of this, coming out of this from a horrible depression with 40 or 50% unemployed and absolutely no retirements for anybody, abject poverty and no production and money printed like crazy and no production for months, inflationary Weimar situation. But there's a couple things. There's a couple things, Mike. First thing is what you've always said. We need a freaking jubilee. We need to wash this debt. That's the first thing we need to do. The second thing we need to do is we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve completely and go back for the Treasury printing the money. Get rid of that expense cost for the interest on every dollar that's issued. The third thing we need to do is to pull back, cut our defense spending to about one-tenth of what it is now, pull everybody back in the United States. And the fourth thing we need to do is to have a massive infrastructure that will get people going to work. I can't see of any way else of doing this, but in order to do that, in order to end the Federal Reserve, in order to have a jubilee and all that, you need martial law, and you need somebody who has the intelligence and integrity to do the right thing. And this guy is completely out by the bankers and the Israel Firsters. He'll never do it. Nor will anybody in the chain of command that I can see, Pence or Pelosi or any. There's nobody in the horizon that's in the chain of command of the elected officials who would have the balls and the intelligence to do that and the integrity. So you have to do that. You have to have, because the Federal Reserve will fight like crazy, as will the media, also owned largely by the Federal Reserve and its big owners. It has to be done, or we're going to be serfs here. We're looking at serfdom. So
yes, we
that's
are.
My two cents.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the Weimar Republic, because you need to go back and study the history of what was called the German Miracle, which is where the Nazis, who weren't 100% bad and evil, but they basically kicked out the private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles, and they came up with a value-based currency, and it just turned the German economy around. And the same thing could happen here. You know, if we got rid of that private central bank, and we came up with a value-based currency, our economy would light up. People would go back to work. We could get our infrastructure put back together. But as long as you have the bankers that are literally sucking out all possible profit from the work of the ordinary people, we're never going to get ahead, because no matter how much money they make off of us, it's never enough. They're addicts. They're addicted to other people's money. They're money junkies.
Mike, this is the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world, and they were already fabulously wealthy. They're just taking everything from us. You know, listen, I'm going to be dumpster diving here, I'm sure. You know, as we'll have the people in the audience. You know, we can't allow this to happen. Mark was right about that. One of the great things, I used to decry communism, and I know it's inefficient and all, but at least it starts out from the premise, communism, that for egalitarianism, that everybody has an equal shot at things, right?
Yes.
Whereas capitalism starts out with greed is good. Gordon Gekko. That's the
yes.
starting point for both systems. And, you know, Mark has a good point. So, but boy, they greeted the hell out of us. And again, we don't know where this virus started, although we know it came out of a government-supported lab, be it in China or the United States or Israel or Canada, wherever. But we do know who's benefiting from everything. The only people benefiting from this are the bankers. So,
yes.
You know, cui bono. By
all
the way,
right.
Why,
well, thank
you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. I'll see you later. Give somebody else a chance.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And we're going to switch to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Peter from Los Angeles, for mentioning that Kushner is in charge of the coronavirus. It's very important. You know, I can't believe so many people are still stuck in this Democrat-Republican paradigm. They're so blinded by the personality contest, Trump versus Clinton, Trump versus Biden. You know, I don't blame anyone for voting for Trump. It was a, you know, worthy gamble. But when you see Trump, Peter is so right. Look at Kushner. That's really who's running the show. And it's very disturbing how, you know, the Trump, blind Trump supporters, you know, all of a sudden they're fine with, like, medical martial law. Could you imagine if Obama was still president? They'd be going nuts. Or Clinton? They'd be going nuts. But because of the personality contest, it's fine. Martial law is fine under Trump, or should I say Kushner? So I just, so many people are still stuck in this Democrat versus Republican, right versus left. You know, just when you see Trump, you see Kushner and Ivanka. What do you think, Mike?
Well, Trump has been a terrible disappointment. There's no question about that. He made a lot of promises during his campaign, which have not been kept. And, of course, you know, the Democrats have sort of kept him busy with all this impeachment and Russiagate nonsense. Now, of course, they're trying to say that his actions for the coronavirus are themselves impeachable. So this infighting has paralyzed our government. They literally cannot function any longer. And I don't know what the November elections are going to bring, even if we have the November elections. At this point, they're talking about having those all virtual, which will increase the possibility of computer crime and fraud. But it does seem like long before you and I walk into a voting booth, the candidates have been pre-screened, and anybody who's not in alignment with the power elite has already been ejected. They did it to Tulsi Gabbard. They did it to Bernie Sanders twice now. And
yes.
All we ever get is, you know, which puppet occupies the Oval Office is the only choice we're allowed to make.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I think Trump was selected. You know, we were all surprised, or a lot of people were surprised that Trump won. But was it a surprise? Was it, you know, I I sensed that Trump was selected, and it was to put middle America, where, as Nixon called them, the great silent majority. Do you remember that?
I remember that. And but no, I think Hillary was selected. And I think one of the reasons there was so much upset about Donald Trump's victory and followed by, you know, we got to get rid of him and we've got to impeach him, we got to get him out of there, is the American people had actually once made a decision about the president and it didn't go along with the program. And I think that's why everybody panicked when Trump won, because he was an outsider and they weren't sure that he could be relied on. But they've got him to heal now. They've got a good leash on him. And, you know, now he's got this coronavirus thing to deal with. And, you know, his biggest task right now is to make it look like he's doing something.
Well, I respectfully disagree. I think Trump was the selected one. And, you know, it's to put people to sleep. Go back to sleep. Trump's president. Trump, he's like P.T. Barnum. He's entertaining. He's funny. But, you know, there was another likable president several years ago, and the alt-right has just forgotten him. Remember Bush Jr., the biggest mass murderer of the 20th century? See, that's the problem. You get a likable puppet, and that makes it easier for middle America, as Nixon called the great silent majority, to just go along with it. And that's what I fear with Trump. I think at the Trump, people are asleep. You know, they love martial law. Middle America, they love martial law as long as it's under Trump. And it's not that, you know,
I disagree.
What, Hillary.
I have to disagree. I think any kind of martial law is going to be viewed as a bad thing by Americans, regardless of who it's under.
I don't see that. I see a lot of the middle America Trump supporters, they're fine with it. And it wouldn't sell under Obama or Hillary. But since, you know, again, the right-left paradigm, they're blinded by that. And they see the likable puppet who can be, again, like W. Bush, more dangerous than the overtly evil person like Hillary. So I think people have to have the same vigilance as they would with Trump and not be put to sleep. Whenever you see Trump, remember, that could be Kushner running the show behind the scenes. And on that note, thanks for taking my call, Mike, and have a great day.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. With regards to the last caller, you know, first of all, W. Bush was not likable even by Republicans. Most Republicans, even the neocons, thought he was an idiot. You know, he was a guy that failed second grade. But, you know, one of the questions I have, you know, he did raise a point about Kushner. And, you know, we saw all Trump's kids investigated, and Trump investigated, and his wife investigated, but the only one we never have seen investigated was Kushner. I mean, I think that's a good question.
I think that's a very good point. I think people ought to be looking more closely at Kushner and his business dealings. Of course, look how much evidence there is that Biden's son, Hunter, was the one who was really involved in Ukrainian kickbacks, and yet nothing's being done for that.
Yeah. And you know, nothing said about Kushner's dual citizenship or whatever cars he's holding. But also, Michael, I just, in your opinion, I mean, I think America's about fed up now. And I'm just wondering, at what point do you think, you know, the citizenry here is finally just going to say off with their heads?
Well, longtime listeners know I'm hoping it will never come to that. But I think probably Americans patience is wearing thin. And if this coronavirus does go on for much longer and the economy crashes and the supply chain crashes, what is that old saying? It's 9 days from eating to revolution. And I think that's definitely going to be true here.
And, you know, despite this virus and whatever, there was no reason to put a freeze on this economy, on restaurants, on stores, on everything. I mean, you go to Walmart now, they send you through a maze like a rat. And
yes, I know.
Absolutely ridiculous.
All right, Miles?
I'll let you go.
Miles? Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to put you on hold.
That's okay. Thank you,
Michael.
We'll
be right back.
Have a great show.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with more phone calls.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin, or hello, Dustin. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike, did you watch Trump Saturday, the coronavirus briefing? It's comedy. Yeah, I mean, I cringe. I can't watch that crap anymore. Like, I cringe. He must have mentioned lupus like 6 or 7 times. Oh, Yeah, I think I'm going to take it. I mean, he's like the hey, Mike, how come Boris Johnson ain't taking hydrochloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine, I don't know if he is or is not.
Because, isn't that, what's the drug that causes, like, retina damage? Is that it?
No, it's the antibiotic that goes with it, the, blanking on the name, erythromycin, I think.
Erythromycin. Yeah, that's azithromycin, sorry. Yeah, isn't that crazy, though? The good news is you're cured of the coronavirus. The bad news is you're blind. You know, what's the trade-off there? You know?
Well, yeah, there's always a trade-off. You know, you can't mess around with your biochemistry. I mean, one of the problems I'm dealing with right now, and you can see it on the camera, one of the medications I'm on for my PMR is just causing me to put on tremendous amounts of weight, and I'm feeling constantly hungry, and I'm trying very hard not to snack all the time. So, you know, all that weight that I lost before, it's coming back on, and I'm very unhappy about that.
Mike, you look good. Hey, what's that on your bookshelf? Is that a Thrustmaster flight stick and throttle?
Yeah, it's the Cytocon, but yes, those are my flight controllers from my flight simulator. I don't play computer games other than flight simulators.
But, all right, so getting back to the thing, yeah, like, did you see Trump? He said he's going to sue China because they're hoarding all the PPEs and stuff. I'm like, they're going to bring them to the international court. I thought they didn't like the international court.
They like it when the international court, you know, does good things for them, and they don't like the international court when it does bad things for them. But apparently Larry Klayman down at Freedom Watch, he's filed a lawsuit against China for crimes against humanity over the COVID-19, and apparently the International Criminal Court is processing his complaint right now.
What about the sanctions against Iran not to get medical equipment? China... They got sanctions on China, right? Russia, they got sanctions on. They got sanctions on Venezuela and Cuba. What about those crimes against humanity? What about the crimes against humanity with Iraq and Libya and Ukraine? My God, dude, we would... All right, they should say, well, you know what? We'll up you. We're going to charge you with crimes against humanity against all these countries. We'd probably get fined for $50 trillion. We'll just print it, right? You got a printing press, right? We'll just... Or just enter a couple digits in the computer, right? That's it nowadays, right? What a joke this whole thing is. You know, Mike, I still go back to where that National Security Council report saying they knew about this in November and they didn't do anything. Maybe they didn't want to do anything. You know, Mike, some of your listeners might be... I think this is a real virus, but I think it's been used by both sides. You know, like... Can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over the station identification break, and we'll be right back with more in hour number two.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.